The News Services Division of Akashwani presents Employment News.
Welcome to Employment News, your ultimate gateway to career success. I am Lucy Gabriel, and I'm here to guide you through the latest job vacancies across various sectors and government recruitment updates to help you navigate the competitive job market. Tune in and let's explore the world of vacancies together. There's something for everyone. Commencing with the Semiconductor Library, SCL, under the Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology, invites applications for the post of Controller on Deputation. This position is at level 14 as per the 7 CPC pay matrix. Eligible candidates from All India Services or Central Services Group A must submit their applications through proper channel, accompanied by biodata, APAR dossiers of the past 5 years, cadre clearance, vigilance clearance, details of penalties, if any, and a certificate of willingness from the forwarding authority. Applications should be sent to the head PNGA Semiconductor Laboratory, Sector 72, SAS Nagar, Punjab, within 45 days from the advertisement's publication. Additional details can be found on the SCL website. You may go on to www.scl.gov.in. The Ministry of Coal invites applications through proper channel for the post of Project Advisor in pay level 14 as per the 7 CPC. The position is to be filled on deputation basis, including a short-term contract, and falls under the General Central Service Group A category. Eligible officers from central or state governments, union territories, public sector undertakings, recognized research institutions, universities, autonomous organizations, or statutory bodies may apply. Applicants must hold analogous post on regular basis and have at least 2 years of service in pay level 13A or 3 years in level 13. Applications must be routed through proper channels and addressed to Shri Sanjeev Ranjan, Under Secretary, Ministry of Coal, Shastri Bhavan, New Delhi, and to be received within 45 days of the advertisement in the Employment News. The selection will be made in consultation with UPSC. For further details, kindly refer to the official website at https://www.coal.nic.in. The LGB Regional Institute of Mental Health, Tezpur, Assam, under the Ministry of Health and Family Welfare, invites applications for direct recruitment to the post of Nursing Tutor, Staff Nurse, Hindi Translator, Accountant, Physiotherapist and Pump Operator. The last date for submission of applications is 10th February 2025. Detailed eligibility criteria, educational qualifications and experience requirements and other conditions available on the Institute's official website. You may go on to www.lgbrimh.gov.in. Interested candidates can download the prescribed application format and submit their applications accordingly. The Employees Provident Fund Organization, EPFO, under the Ministry of Labour and Employment, Government of India, invites applications for the post of Chief Technology Officer, CTO, and Chief Information Security Officer, CISO, on deputation basis. The last day to submit this application is 60 days from the date of this advertisement's publication. Detailed eligibility conditions and application performer in general terms and conditions can be accessed on the EPFO website. Kindly go on to www.epfindia.gov.in under Miscellaneous Recruitments. Sainik School Koraconda, under the Ministry of Defence, Andhra Pradesh, seeks applications for the contractual positions of PTI cum matron, female and craft and workshop instructor, each for a period of 1 year. The PTI cum matron role requires a bachelor's degree in physical education or DPED, while the craft and workshop instructor roles requires matriculation or equivalent, along with a 2-year trade certificate from a recognized ITI, and the ability to teach in English medium. Both roles offer a consolidated salary of 34,164 rupees and are open to candidates aged between 21 to 35 years as of December 31st, 2024. Applications, along with attested copies of certificates and a DD of 500 rupees, must reach the principal, Sainik School, Korakunda, within 21 days of this advertisement's publication. Details on the prescribed application format are available on the school's website. You may go on to www.sainikschoolkorakunda.org. Jawaharlal Institute of Postgraduate Medical Education and Research, JIPMER, Puducherry, under the Ministry of Health and Family Welfare, Government of India, seeks to fill one post of a senior accounts officer on deputation basis. The position is in level 11 as per the 7th CPC and requires officers from Central Organized Accounts Service, Audit Accounts Departments or equivalent post with specified service experience in finance and accounts. The deputation tenure is 3 years, extendable as per DOPT rules. Applicants must be under 56 years of age as of the closing date. The application format and other details available at www.jipmer.edu.in under the jobs section. The Directorate of Areca Nut and Spices Development under the Ministry of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare, Government of India, invites applications for the position of Junior Translation Officer, which is to be filled by deputation or absorption. The vacancy is based in Calicut, Kerala, and offers a pay scale of PB2 with a grade pay of 4,200 pre-revised, which is equivalent to level 6 as per the 7 CPC pay matrix. This is a Group B non-gazetted non-ministerial post. The deputation period will not exceed 3 years and the maximum age limit for appointment by deputation is 55 years as of the closing date of applications. All documents must be sent to the director, Directorate of Areca Nut and Spices Development, West Hill, Calicut, 673005 within 60 days from the publication of this advertisement. For details, kindly go on to the official website, that is at https://spicenurseries.in, or go on to https://www.india.gov.in/directorate-areca-nut-and-spices-development. The National Institute of Technology, Calicut, invites online applications from qualified Indian nationals for administrative Group A posts at pay levels 10 and 12 under the 7 CPC on a regular or deputation basis. The application process concludes on February 15, 2025. Detailed information is available on the official website. Kindly go on to www.nitc.ac.in. As we conclude today's episode of Employment News, I hope you found valuable insights and opportunities to initiate or advance your career. Remember, the job market is full of possibilities. Stay tuned for our next podcast, where we will continue to bring you the latest updates on job vacancies and recruitment notifications. Thank you for joining me, Lucy Gabriel. Until next time, stay motivated and keep striving for success in your career journey.
This concludes today's employment news. The information is also accessible via our mobile application and on the website newsonair.com. We welcome your comments and suggestions regarding this program. Please direct your feedback to airnstalks@gmail.com with employment news as the subject line. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani.